This is AXY versus Home Department number 3. This is reminiscent of a QRR in that it's going up and down the speed ladder, and we're going up to 20, to 20, to 30, to 30, and to 40, and then half a minute at 2:30 at the end. So about 5.5 minutes. Ready. Article 14 is in these terms: the enjoyment of the rights and freedoms set forth in the Convention shall be secured without discrimination on any ground, such as sex, race, colour, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, association with the national minority, property, birth or other status. It is to be observed that Article 14 does not create a freestanding right. It requires the rights and freedoms which are secured by the ECHR to be enjoyed without discrimination. The fact that the right not to be discriminated against is not a freestanding right does not diminish its importance. The principle of non-discrimination, applying as it does to all freestanding rights, is fundamental to the values that the ECHR and the HRA are intended to protect. The danger of unjustified discrimination is acute at times when national security is threatened, and it is important that the courts take particularly seriously any allegation of unlawful discrimination as a result of an action which is said to have been taken in the interests of national security. This is especially the case if, as here, non-nationals are being detained based on conduct which has not been proved but is only suspected. The mistakes which have been made in the past in relation to internment of aliens at the outbreak of war should not be forgotten. The same importance was attached by the ECHR to the protection provided by Article 5, the right not to be unjustifiably detained, namely, the court would stress the importance of Article 5 in the Convention system. It enshrines a fundamental human right, namely the protection of the individual against arbitrary interference by the state with his right of liberty. Judicial control of interferences by the executive with the individual's right to liberty is an essential feature of the guarantee embodied in Article 5.3, which is intended to minimise the risk of arbitrariness and to ensure the rule of law. On this appeal, both Articles 14 and 5 are in play in order to understand the arguments made on behalf of the Secretary of State by Lord Goldsmith, Her Majesty's Attorney General, for stating that there has been no unlawful discrimination in confining the 2001 Order and Act to non-nationals. It is first necessary to take into account the history and development of the rights of states to detain and exclude aliens under international law. The aspect of the appeal has been fully considered by Lord Justice Brooke in his judgment, and I gratefully adopt his account. It is also necessary to set out the position in domestic law prior to the Order and Act of 2001. This is contained in the Immigration Act 1971 as amended. 1971 Act. The significant point here is that the powers of detention and deportation contained in the 1971 Act are accepted not to involve discrimination and to be in accordance with well-established principles of international law, although they do not apply to those who have the right of abode in this country. It follows that there are well-identified circumstances where there is justification for treating those who can be broadly described as non-nationals differently from nationals. Section 1 of the 1971 Act establishes the general principle that British citizens and certain Commonwealth citizens have the right of abode in the United Kingdom. That is, the right to live in and to come and go into and from the United Kingdom without let or hindrance. Others, that is, non-nationals, require permission to live, work and settle here, and their entry into and stay in this country is subject to regulation and control. The 1971 Act contains powers of deportation which do not apply to those who have the right of abode. On one ground on which an order to deport can be made is that the Secretary of State is of the opinion that the deportation will be conducive to the public good. The public good includes the interests of national security. This was originally a prerogative power of the Crown without any right of appeal, but it is now contained in the 1971 Act, Section 3.5. Criminal courts also have powers to make recommendations for deportation after an alien has been convicted. A recommendation for deportation may result in the Secretary of State delaying making a deportation order until many years later because he has to wait until the defendant has served his sentence. Again, this is not suggested to be discriminatory, even though there is no similar power in the case of those who commit exactly the same criminal offence but have the right of abode. When a deportation order or a decision to deport has been made, the person who is the subject of the order or the decision may be detained pending his deportation, Schedule 3, Paragraph 1. Not infrequently, there can be a situation where the Secretary of State is empowered to make a deportation order under the 1971 Act, but there is no country to which it is possible to send the individual concerned without risking his life or subjecting him to the possibility of torture, or where no country can be identified which is prepared to accept him. In this situation, the question arises, both under domestic law and the ECHR, as to how long it is appropriate to detain the individual whom it is proposed to deport. The position in domestic law was considered. It was held that the power to detain is limited as a matter of construction of the legislation to such time as is reasonable to enable the process of deportation to be carried out, and that deportation should follow promptly upon the making of deportation orders. It followed that the power of detention should not be exercised unless the person subject to a deportation order could be deported within a reasonable time. A consequence of this decision, which has been generally accepted as correctly setting out the legal position, is that under the Act of 1971 it is not possible to detain someone pending deportation if it is known that a deportation is not possible.